The Detroit Auto Show roars into Huntington Place for media previews and other events before opening to the public this weekend. But organizers say this year's car extravaganza differs from the others in its more than a century history. Executive Director Sam Clement tells WDET's Clint Kleinfelter, the auto show is filled with the kinds of hands-on activities customers simply cannot duplicate using the internet.
It's something for everyone. We've talked about the various iterations of what the show has been over the last number of years, and I think it was originally considered more of a media show, and then it's been identified as a consumer show, and I'm really looking at it as more of a content show. And by that, I mean, you know, we're still going to have some special reveals from some of our OEM partners and some other specialty vehicles. We're going to have some great news conferences as part of our Mobility Global Forum with the newsmakers from all over the world. Of course, we have Charity Preview, where we'll raise millions of dollars for local children's charities, and we open to the public. It's a chance for everyone to come under one roof and see kind of what the auto industry is about, where it's going, and what the city of Detroit is about. I mean, you'll see a lot of that as well. So I think this is evolving into a content show.
You have a section this year that deals, I believe, with off-road vehicles and some of the experiences with that. I mean, can you talk about what that's all about?
We do. It's called our Michigan Overland Adventure. And obviously in the state of Michigan, there's a great culture, particularly in the northern part of the state, where people want to do off-roading. There's a lot of camping. There's a lot of trails. And we wanted to tap into that heritage and show off the modern vehicles that really are tapping into that type of lifestyle. And so to bring this Michigan Overland Adventure, where we have all kinds of support from OEMs like Ford, General Motors, INEOS, Toyota's a part of that. We also have a group called the AEV, which is, it has these incredible modified vehicles that go off-road. And it's a really exciting space. It'll be a cool setup that we have here at the auto show in terms of the display. It really just taps into that outdoor culture.
Back in the day, people would come, they'd want to look at the cars, see if maybe there was one they wanted to buy. Is there more of a thrust now to give people these, quote, experiences, as opposed to just looking and going, oh man, that's a cool car?
Absolutely. I think that's how people's relationships with cars are now, is they want to see every intricacy of it. They want to see the technology in the dashboard. They want to get under the hood. They want to see the tires. They want to see every bit of the vehicle. And our show offers them that access, not only to see the ones that are being displayed on the floor, but to get into them as a part of our tracks and to feel what they're like to a degree. So yes, it's very much more hands-on than I think what it's traditionally been. A lot more activations and engagement.
You yourself were a bit hands-on, it sounded like, with a bit of extra publicity, by riding along with a caravan of custom cars that was coming to the show from California. How did that all come together?
This is the centennial of Route 66, and we kicked off the auto show in Santa Monica, and we have 9 historic vehicles, particularly Detroit-based vehicles, that are making the drive all the way along Route 66, and they're going to end in Detroit, which isn't a part of Route 66, but we're the Motor City, and we've got a great partnership with the group that's doing the drive, America's Automotive Trust. And so those vehicles that are coming across country will be on display in our concourse at the auto show, and we'll have videos from the entire ride. And actually, if you follow us on social media, you can see the day-to-day recaps of what that experience has been like. And I think that's been great because it connects our auto show across the country. And along the way, we're telling these incredible stories of people's relationships with vehicles, the relationship with driving, and how it all connects back to Detroit. So it's been an exciting way to kick off the auto show this year.
Yeah, you know, Sam, it's no secret the automotive industry's faced some uncertainty over the past year with President Trump's use of tariffs and rolling back some regulations. Some consumers used to say that they used the auto show as kind of a one-stop gigantic dealer showroom and would actually go buy vehicles when they were looking around there. In this current climate, do you see those kinds of sales continuing now at the auto show, or is there a different purpose for such an event?
Absolutely. I think this is a place, first and foremost, where people can come and see the cars that are on the market and see what's coming in 2026 and beyond. Having an event like our Mobility Global Forum is a perfect stage where people from all over the world will come and talk about what is the direction of the industry to get a sense of the pulse of the industry. And then for the consumers that come down, they get to interact with these vehicles, and especially if they're in the market to buy one, or they just want to see kind of how the technology is evolving. I think there's absolutely still that place for this. I think that's first and foremost of what an auto show is all about. But as we evolve, we also want to be a place where people can come down, and even if you're not in a market for a car, to learn about the vehicles, but also have some fun. And that's why we added so much more entertainment, so much more arts and culture that are a part of the show, just kind of are on the periphery of what we have on the main show floor with our vehicles. You know, one of the new elements we have this year is our Visit Detroit interactive experience. And the intention of that is to engage young people with the auto industry. And we've had people like Jim Farley talk about the need to have auto technicians across the country. And we see this as an opportunity to engage young people with the science, technology, engineering, and math skills that are needed for those careers. And so we serve a multi-purpose, not only to showcase vehicles, but hopefully to uplift the industry at large through workforce development and other things.
Let me play devil's advocate for one question. I will talk to some people, they say, you know, the auto show sounds nice, but man, we can look all this up on the internet ourselves. We can find the latest details, all of that. Why even have an auto show? What's your response to those kinds of questions?
You can get all the information in the world online. There's no doubt about that. But to actually interact and see the vehicles in person, I think really does change a perspective. So I think the more that people can engage with these vehicles in person, the better. And actually, I would encourage people to do some research about them before they come down, and it'll give them a fuller picture. And then they can most closely identify the vehicles that they want to have keyed in on when they get there. So I think it's a multi-purpose use of coming to the show. But I think that you can blend all of those things. I know there's a big push for nostalgia into your last question, what's the point of the auto show? And I would tell people that the show that we're putting on in 2026 is not a show like we've had. It'll be very unique. And I've told people, you know, I'll use a car analogy. I mean, it's one thing to look into the rearview mirror of what has been, but that kind of takes your sights off the road ahead. And so I think people that come to the 2026 show will have a very different, positive, engaged experience that we haven't had in a number of years. And so I think it'll be a show that really resets the tone of what a Detroit Auto Show is all about.
Why do you say that? I mean, what's going to happen that will make it so different?
We've paid attention to every single detail. From the minute people walk into the concourse to the minute they get to the back of the hall, everything is much more immersive. It's much more engaged. We have more brands on the floor. We have more vehicles. We have more opportunities for people to engage with content. So I just think it's bigger. It's more robust. There's more to do. There's more to see. And there's more information to be gathered.